When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And to help us get some of that information is Charles Allen, who's been on our show in the past. He is a D.C. council member representing Ward 6. So, Mr. Allen, thanks for the time. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining. I appreciate it.
You got it. So first and foremost, explain to me as a dumb person, what has to happen now? When you guys do get the land back, how does that land become the stadium eventually? And will it?
Yeah, well, let's start there, right? I think no matter your thoughts on whether there should or should not be an NFL stadium there, every D.C. resident, every D.C. leader is very glad to see the legislation that gives D.C. control of the future of that site, right? It's been locked away from us for a very long time. I think it's a great opportunity for us to, frankly, build more city. It's right on top of Metro. You know, the cost of housing and everything else is so high. It's an opportunity to build more housing, create more jobs, create more parks and businesses. But we will now be able to have the site control of that land. And that really opens up the future and the vision for what it's going to be. And we're going to have a big fight probably over a stadium or not. But no matter what, we should be celebrating that we now control what's going to happen there.
Do you believe a new stadium will be built there?
You know, it's unclear at this time. I mean, I know obviously the Commanders would like that. You know, I've been on the show before, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not somebody who's opposed to stadiums. I fought hard to make sure that D.C. kept Cap One Arena. I've been a strong supporter of investing in Nats Ballpark. And why is that? Because it's a math problem. When I know that we can invest your public tax dollars and get a really strong return, Kaplan Arena is active 250 nights out of the year. The ballpark's got events happening 120 nights out of the year. These places are active all the time, bringing people down on top of Metro, really great for the businesses around them. NFL stadiums, when I talked with the Commanders, they said they thought they'd hold 20 to 25 events per year. That means it sits dark 90% of the year. I don't think that's a good return on the investment. So if D.C. residents are asking if I think I should be spending hundreds of millions of their dollars on an NFL stadium that doesn't have a return on investment, I don't think that's a good deal for D.C.
Do we know how much money they'd even be asking for? Because Josh Harris is building a stadium in Philly right now, an arena, with his own money for the Sixers.
Yeah, well, I mean, now that D.C. has control of the land, I think the negotiations will certainly ramp up, and I think you'll also see Maryland, this is part of why they didn't want to see the legislation move forward. Maryland now knows that they've got to compete. So Maryland has said, Governor Morris said he wants to write a big check and help out. And I don't think that's the best use of my tax dollars. I mean, think about the trade-offs I've got to have. And that's where we are now. The hard work really begins now. What are the trade-offs of putting hundreds of millions of dollars into this, whether it's the horizontal work underneath the stadium or the stadium itself? It's still going to be a lot of D.C. tax dollars.
Charles Allen, D.C. council member with us on Grant and Danny. Always very, very kind to hop on with us. I will say, I always reach out to a bunch of council members, and you're one of the few that ever responds and actually comes on. So I really, really appreciate that.
I enjoy talking
that
with you guys. I enjoy it.
I love that you
Thank you.
Very candid, and it's very cool to get you on the program. My question is like about actually the process. So, again, this is a, like, explain this to me because I'm dumb kind of thing. But It seems like the mayor is gung-ho about the stadium and wanting the team to build there and all those things. How does this actually work? Do X number of the council members have to agree? Mm-hmm. Does she have the full, like, sledgehammer to say, I don't really care what Charles Allen thinks? Like, what is the process here?
Yeah, no, great question. So the land is actually owned by the National Park Service. And so from a congressional standpoint, they now give the district the right to develop this site. And so that's kind of step one. So next up, what'll happen is the mayor is, and frankly already has been, in negotiations with the team to map out a proposal. Whatever she decides to put together as a proposal, she has to submit that to the council for a vote to approve it. So I have no doubt. I mean, the mayor's made very clear this is what she'd like to see happen. So she's negotiating to try to achieve that. And the deal will then get brought to the council. We will have public hearings on it where, you know, I guarantee you, just like the ballpark ones, are going to go till 3 o'clock in the morning. Hundreds of folks will come out and testify either in support or opposition. And at the end of the day, the council is going to have to cast a vote on it. And that'll be the decision point.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Councilmember, you can tell you're dealing with a couple of guys that do running backs and shortstops, a little bit less political process. So again, forgive kind of the nature of these questions. So
no problem. So
help me out on this one as well. I remember pre-Cap 1 or, you know, Wizards and Capitals and companies mm-hmm. staying in D.C., I remember you were advocating for, hey, let's deal with what we got here. Let's renovate them. Yeah. Let's prioritize that over something else. I remember it being an either or type question in terms of budget and money. And I remember then, and again, forgive me if I've got some of this wrong. I'd love for you to correct me. Then once the announcement is made that Monumental is leaving, then it's a, you know, we actually found hundreds of millions of dollars unexpected. Mm-hmm. And now we can use that. I again, sort of the latest to me was there's not much money for anything else because we're pretty leveraged, pretty committed, pretty in debt, and we're not really wanting to take on more. And everybody sort of seems to be cutting to the end where there's a brand new stadium and a bunch of things on the grounds that we can go to. I guess the question long term is, A, does that timeline track? B, where's the money coming from if there is some?
Yeah, well, there's no money in the budget right now for a new NFL stadium. It's a very fair point about Cap One Arena. So what happened in that situation was that the CFO, our chief financial officer, renegotiated a bunch of the city's debt, for example, and was able to free up about $500 million in what we call capital dollars, which is different than operating. So the capital dollars are one-time expenses, and that's really what we used to be able to put in the district's share of its contribution for the Cap One and locking that down. And again, let's think about this from an investment perspective. That's an investment that we make using your public tax dollars. It's an investment we make, but we know the return on investment is going to be good. We know that we generate hundreds of millions of dollars in economic activity at the Cap One Arena. So from my side of the ledger, saying I need to know this is a good investment. Sure, it's fun. I mean, listen, I like going to a Caps game, going to Wizards. I'm so excited. I finally got something to cheer for on Sundays with the Commanders. But that doesn't mean that I need to have a huge investment of public dollars on it. I've got to look at the return on investment. My job as a council member, not as a fan, is to look and say, does this add up? Does this make sense? And is this in the best interest of the district? And that's where with Cap One Arena and the ballpark, the answer is a yes for me. With an NFL stadium, no, I don't think it's a good investment because I don't see the same return coming back.
So, I mean, it sounds to me like, and I'm not judging you as much as I'm speculating, that you would not vote to build a stadium on the land.
As of right now, no. I mean, I obviously there's no proposal in front of us right now, but it's the sheer amount of money we would have to put into this right now. I think there are other priorities in the city because the funding, we're not going to have the CFO renegotiate bonds and all of a sudden find hundreds of millions of dollars that can just be used one time. It's going to be tax dollars. It's going to be operating funds. And that's a different thing. That means I'm competing with teachers in classrooms. I'm going to be competing with every other thing that you need your city to do. And that's why, again, I just don't think I see the return on investment here. Let's also look at what, you know, in the congressional action they just took, they mandate Congress mandates that we have to build lots and lots of parking to go with this. The commanders have said they want something like 15,000 parking spots around this. That's a massive amount of just big parking lots all over. That every square foot I'm doing to that, I'm not building housing. I'm not building new businesses. I'm not creating new jobs. I'm just pouring asphalt. And that's not what I think we want to see. And it's not the vision of the future of our city that I look for.
So this is my opinion. I want you to react to it. My opinion is that a stadium, I agree with you that baseball, 81 dates, basketball, hockey, multi-use concerts, all that. Every study shows those are more beneficial to a community, let's say, than an NFL stadium. Although with a roof, which I think this one would have, I think 20 dates is light. I think it'd be a lot more than that. Having said that, I get your argument there. But if I'm judging a stadium against like your perfect solution of what would be there, whatever you would like there, that's also not necessarily the reality, right? I mean, it could just be that nothing's there for a long time. Like, Nats Park is the reason the Navy Yard became what it is. But before Nats Park, the Navy Yard, it was years and years of kind of like, oh, we're building stuff there, except that they weren't, and nothing was happening. So, like, correct me where I'm wrong here.
No, if you remember with the ballpark area, we built Yards Park first. So we built a huge park, and that started generating all the businesses right around Yards Park. And that was done in concert with a master plan to build a stadium. And so all of those things went together around what you could create there. If you think about a stadium, just the massive footprint that an NFL stadium takes up, and then all the parking lots that go around it, that just takes up a huge amount of space that you can't build other things. Now, if we start building other very attractive things in that space, homes, businesses, it's all on top of Metro. That to me is the opportunity. But we've been unable to do it so far because we didn't have control of the land. And that's why, again, you know, I said at the very top, whether you agree with a stadium or not, you should be supportive of the district getting control of the land, because now the future is in our hands. We get to decide and debate. We get to argue with each other and then ultimately cast a vote as to what's going to actually be in that space. Before, it's a dead zone because we couldn't do anything with it. Until we unlocked this from Congress, we were all stuck. And I think that's why everybody should be on the same page that this action's a good thing. We now have control of the site. That's a good thing. What we do with it, that's where the fight and the hard work really begins now.
Councilmember, have you sort of informally polled some of your colleagues? Just sort of wondering what the pulse is now among the council for that site and what's to become of it.
I think the council probably runs the gamut, just like probably a lot of residents do right now.
Sure.
You know, there are some folks that are just enthusiastic, whatever it takes, let's do it. There's some other folks that are, I'm not so sure this is a good idea. Other folks say, show me the proposal. Let me see how the math works. So I think the council is probably about where the city is right now. Some folks, it doesn't matter what the proposal is, they'll vote for it. Some folks don't really want to see this. And a lot of folks that say, convince me. Let me see what this looks like. And I think we're going to have a very healthy debate about what this looks like. I've got a lot of confidence in my colleagues to think about it in a very thoughtful way, to try to work collaboratively to help think about what this looks like.
Last thing here, in a great time, good conversation here as always, and very gracious with his time. Charles Allen, council member in D.C. is with us. Somebody says, hosting less events may be true, but what if those events are Final Four championships, college football playoffs, Super Bowls, and the kind of business that would bring to D.C.? What's your thought on that?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what, when I talked with the team, the 20 to 25 events they talked about was encompassing those types of things, Final Four events, things like that. Now, we host some of those things at Cap One Arena. You know, I've heard some people say, well, but wait, you're going to have concerts, and isn't that going to be a great event? Well, we have concerts at Nats Ballpark and at Cap One Arena. So if all we're doing is moving a concert from one venue in the district to another venue in the district, we haven't actually created any new economic activity for the district. It all kind of washes out. I guess if you could get Taylor Swift to come in, that might be an outlier, right?
The Taylor Swift amendment of the bill, yes.
There's only so many times you're going to bring Taylor Swift and Beyonce into a concert venue. The rest of the time, we're really competing against ourselves. So those aren't net new events to the district.
Councilmember, this is always really kind of you to join us and give us some info and the lowdown on what's going on. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, guys. Happy to come back anytime.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. Means a lot. There's Charles Allen, Ward 6 in D.C., and we get a lot of statements sent to us from a lot of people. He actually comes on and answers our questions.
Love that.
Which is very cool.
May not always be the answers you want to hear, by the way, but
exactly.
it's what's going on.
I just like being able to ask the questions.
Uh-huh.